Arrow by R.J. Anderson. Read by Lucy Scott. Prologue.
Fairies of the Oak, said Rob, we are at war.
The young rebel leader paced the dais, torchlight glinting in his dark eyes and turning his fox-coloured hair to flame. Above him soared the high ceiling of the Queen's Hall, braced by the roots of the living oak, while below and before him, the great chamber was crowded with fairies. There must have been 200 of Rob's followers, standing or leaning or even sitting at the back of the room, looking almost human in their modern clothes. After them came the upright but markedly smaller group of the children of Rhys, Garan, and his men from the magical green Isles of Wales, who could have been extras from a Robin Hood film. But at the front of the crowd stood 40 or so females dressed in simple, homespun clothing of a style that had not been popular since Jane Austen. It was to this last group that Rob was speaking, and judging by the tense lines of their bodies and the slight quiver of their wings, the Oaken folk were listening. Standing in the shadows along the wall, Timothy Sinclair, the lone human in the room, silently marvelled. After nearly 2 centuries of isolation, he hadn't thought the Oaken folk would respond well to being addressed by a stranger, but they'd all come to attention the moment Rob opened his mouth.
About 150 years ago, Rob continued, a fairy calling herself the Empress rose to power in the world beyond this oak. With cunning and dark magic, she enticed our forebears into giving her one drop each of their blood. By tasting...